He stopped, took a deep breath, stood still, then turned to look for Tom. Saw Merrill of Company B wandering toward him through the thick brush.
"Hey, Colonel! Glad to see you! I was beginning to wonder."
Chamberlain stared. "You were beginning to wonder."
"I tell you, Colonel, I keep thinking I'd better come back and help you, but you said stay out there and guard that flank, so I did. And I guess it come out all right, thank the Lord. Nobody came nowhere near me until just a few minutes ago. Then they come back in my way, which I didn't expect. So we opened up, and they all turned around and quit, just like that. Damnedest thing you ever saw."
He shook his head, amazed.
"Easiest fight I was ever in."
Chamberlain sighed. "Captain," he said, "next time I tell you to go out a ways, please don't go quite so far."
"Well, Colonel, we looked around and there was this here stone wall and it was comforting, you know?"
Tom was here, well, untouched. Chamberlain opened up into a smile. Tom had a Reb officer in tow, a weary gentleman with a face of grime and sadness, of exhausted despair.
"Hey, Lawrence, want you to meet this fella from Alabama. Captain Hawkins, want you to meet my brother. This here's Colonel Chamberlain."
Chamberlain put out a hand. "Sir," he said. The Alabama man nodded slightly. His voice was so low, Chamberlain could hardly hear it. "Do you have some water?" "Certainly." Chamberlain offered his own canteen. Off to the right, a huge mass of prisoners, 200, maybe more. Most of them sitting, exhausted, heads down. Only a few men of the regiment here, mostly Merrill's company. Ironic, Chamberlain thought. Well, he's the only one with ammunition. Firing was slacking beyond the hill. The charge of the 20th Maine had cleared the ground in front of the 83rd Pennsylvania. They were beginning to move down the hill, rounding up prisoners. As the Reb flank on this side fell apart and running men began to appear on the other side of the hill, the attack there would break up. Yes, firing was less. He heard whoops and hollers, felt a grin break out as if stepping into lovely sunshine. "We did it, by God!" The Alabama man was sitting down. Chamberlain let him alone. Kilrain looked. "Where?" He moved painfully back up the rocks, toward the position from which they had charged, hip stiffening badly. Old Kilrain, unhurtable. He saw Kilrain from a distance. He was sitting on a rock, head back against a tree, arm black with streaked blood. But all right, all right. Head bobbing bareheaded like a lively, mossy white rock. Rule Thomas was with him, and Tozier, working on the arm. Chamberlain bounded and slipped on wet rocks, forgetting his hurts, his throat stuffed. He knelt. They had peeled back the shirt, and the arm was whitely soft where they had cleaned it, and there was a mess around the shoulder. Great round muscle. Strong old man. Chamberlain grinned, giggled, wiped his face.
"Buster, how you doing? You old Mick?"
Kilrain peered at him vaguely cheerily. His face had a linen softness.
"They couldn't seem hardly to miss," he said regretfully, apologizing. "Twice, would you believe? For the love of Mary, twice it."
He snorted, gloomed, looked up into Chamberlain's eyes, and blinked.
"And how are you?"